All right, hop out of here. Get out of here.
How's it going?
Get out of here.
Cutest little great dog.
Cutest little
sit.
Dog.
Sit.
Oh.
Sit.
Be silent.
Give it a little a whack, Mitch.
Give it a little whack. I don't want to do that, Mitch.
Give it a little hit.
Bang. I don't want to do that.
Spike.
Get out of here. Oh.
Shut up, dog! Outside! Naughty boy, you've had some food!
Dude, I wouldn't...
Okay, alright, that's enough. They're out. Robbie's Modern Life with you right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Hello, my name's Robbie Armfield. With me is Bernie Bolge.
What's going on, everybody?
And Mitchell JC.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Out with the old and in with the new, we say. Well, there's a new medical manoeuvre in town, and it's pushing out the old Heimlich manoeuvre off the top spot. We'll be detailing the Heimlich family's storied history later in the show.
Remember that extra special deal at Wendy's from a few years back? Boys?
Yeah, well, now it's back.
And we have a special promo codes to give away later in the show, so stay tuned for that.
Now, on a more somber note, 50 million Facebook accounts have been unequivocally hacked. We'll be giving you guys an updated list of the most secure passwords for your various tech accounts. We'll also be letting you know which accounts were compromised and the passwords that went down with them. That's going to be great. I can't wait for that bit.
We're going to be talking you through the top five dog breeds that will need to be put down by 2019, sometime in the year. Unfortunately, we have a number, five to be exact, that will be no more by next year. So we'll be letting you know that later in the show. And do feel free to get in touch with us. We love hearing your correspondence. Text in on the number 0409 945 945. Got one here from Prawn Head in the ocean. Hey, boys, can I get a shout out to Absolute legend of NRL who retired last night with a stellar career with over 300 games. Sachin Patrick played an absolute blinder last night. Much love.
Wow.
Well, big ups to Sachin Patrick. What a career.
Oh my God. Roosters entering the back. Yeah. Entering the leagues and the greats such as Lockyer, all the rest of them.
Yeah.
He'll be entering the halls of fame.
Absolutely huge. What a blinder of a game it was.
And he'll take the Sachin half step with him.
Yeah, the Sachin Halfstead. Absolutely.
What a game it was.
What a night it was. And big ups to Sachin Patrick. Hey, RML right now, FBI, let's listen to a song. We're going to come back later with some Heimlich Manoeuvre news. This is Proliferous Souls by Pestilence.
Wendy's Shaken Dog is back.
Yeah, Wendy's Shaken Dog back in action. It's alive! RML, FBI Radio, Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell with you. That was Proliferous Souls by Pestilence. Somebody on the text line saying, love your work, RML. The mangoes here are great. Damien from Darwin. Mm. Keep those coming. Thanks so much. Hey, we've got to mention before, just a quick PSA, boys, that deal that Wendy's put on the fast food map, the Shaken Dog, it's back in stores, isn't it?
It also put Wendy's on the fast food map itself. What's the catch, you say? Well, since this is such a super deal, and because of the large class action lawsuit facing Wendy's back in 2010, the Shaken Dog is back in stores for one day only.
Woohoo, one day only.
Shaken Dog.
Yeah, the great thing about this deal is that you don't have to... What? No, that's not right. Well, what's the catch?
What were you saying about that great thing, Mitch?
Yeah, the great thing. What was that great thing? That great thing is that before you previously had to decide which you wanted, the shake or the dog. But with this deal, the great thing is you don't have to decide, and that's for today only. So whether to dish out your precious coin for either a piping hot dog or for a cool, refreshing shake. And that's actually because you can get both for the price of about a shake and a half or a dog and a quarter. So that's for today only.
So head to your nearest Wendy's for a shaken dog while stocks last. Mm. Do feel free to use the promo code RMLSHAKDOG order online. So it's just RMLSHAKDOG, all in caps, order online. That's a shaken dog courtesy of Wendy's. Now let's move along quickly to modern medicine. Now, we all enjoy a bit of food now. now and again, be it breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner, dessert, or a classic snack in between. Mm. However, you like your food to enjoy your food. We can all agree that choking on it is an unhealthy hazard and can be potentially life-threatening. In the past, we've combated these situations with the tried and true Heimlich maneuver. Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No longer.
The
Denmark Medical Journal has released a fascinating new study that might spell trouble for the much-loved food safety technique known as the Heimlich maneuver. Yeah. It's called the Schrankenpat, aptly named after the inventive Schranken family in Dublin, and simply involves softly patting the back of someone that is choking on their food.
So what the hell's so wrong with the Heimlich maneuver? I've been using that for years. I haven't had any problem with that. That's what you're asking. The Heimlich manoeuvre has copped some flack for its potential to break ribs and the bank in the process. This led to the need for many digestion and consumption scientists to search for a new manner of saving people from failing to swallow their food correctly. Mm. The Schrankin family heeded the call, rushing to scientific arms and inventing a technique to rival the greatest known methods of choke prevention while inducing minimal harm to the subject being saved.
Yeah, you might have seen the government ads around town espousing the movement's catchphrase, quote-unquote, give them a soft slap, a Schrankin pat. And that's been on buses, Sydney buses and the likes, you know, bus ads as well. So
billboards.
Pretty much RIP, the Heimlich manoeuvre, outdated first aid technique. It's now the Schranken. It's all about the Schranken pat. The kids are doing it at schools, at laser tag parties with cake lodged in throats.
Can't stop.
A number of movies. A number of really highly respected rappers have also jumped on board the Schranken pat technique and almost turned it into a bit of a dance. So
yeah, and it's been copied up into the Fortnite game as well, which has come full circle because the kids love that.
Had Kendrick, J-Lo.
J-Lo's been doing
Kodak Black.
Yeah, Schranken pat.
Yeah, really.
I don't know how they turn it into a dance, though, because it really is just a pat.
It's simple.
On a back. It's simple. It's dead simple. That's what it is, because it's preventing deaths.
Well, that's what we're finding with modern music these days, is it's, you know, the simpler the better. And Cardi B has really jumped on board with that one and patted one of her dancers on stage last night to great acclaim.
Yeah.
The Schranken pat. Give them a soft slap, a Schranken pat.
Yeah, not to be confused with a pat on the back, which is usually self-imposed because of what one external party says to a party to congratulate the other external
said party.
Said party, yeah. So give yourself a pat on the back. Like,
yep, so aforementioned party is getting a pat on the back from said
themselves.
Party.
No, from themselves.
From themselves. Not, okay. So that's more of a self-congratulatory.
Yeah, yeah, not
shank on the back.
Medical technique.
Okay, so it's not a Schranken pat on the back.
Should we try it, boys? Should we see the difference between the two?
Yeah, of course. All right. No worries.
So why don't one of you guys eat some chips or something don't actually choke, but pretend to choke. Yeah. I'll try do the... First of all, I'll do the Heimlich, and then I'll give a crack on the Schranken.
Okay,
but
so
just
who's
one
doing...
of you guys.
Okay.
Hang on, both of you. Oh,
Bernie.
You guys are across the room from each other. I have to decide.
Bernie, help me, man.
I have to decide.
Bernie.
What am I meant to do, boys? I have to decide between one of you guys. I can't decide who to pat on the back.
Bernie, was I meant to eat the food or was Rob meant to eat the food?
I think it was Rob meant to eat the food.
I'm joking. I already took a bite before.
Oh my god, this is so stressful. This is the most stressful situation I've been in.
Bernie, just choke me. Bernie, just pump my lungs.
I can't decide. Boys,
Bernie,
I can't decide.
Chest. Bernie, pump my chest. Pump my chest, Bernie.
I would, Mitch, but Rob's choking over here. I can't decide.
Oh, shit. I had to do myself on the back, man.
Sorry, man.
Jesus.
Are you alright? Looks like you've given yourself the Heimlich. Are you okay, Mitch?
Yeah. Why didn't you choose one of us, Bernie?
My rib hurts,
I don't know, because if I went to you, then Mitch would choke out.
It's called the Schranken pat. Do it to one of us, at least.
Man, I don't know what to say to you.
I think you were meant to Heimlich him and pat me.
Yeah, but if I went to one of you guys, the other person would have died out.
What did the Dublin family Schranken do us for? They made it for us to use, Bernie.
Yeah, and just like our brains, we're meant to use them. So maybe beforehand, organise who's going to be the one choking.
I think it's all sort of on you. I think this is sort of your problem, Bernie.
That's a fair call by Bernie. Yeah, that's a fair call by Bernie.
All right. Well, let's go to a break and we'll just reconvene, recoup.
Maybe we'll do the demo again after the break.
Maybe.
Literally and professionally,
though. All right. Coming up after the break, we're going to be looking at the most secure internet passwords. It's a redux of an earlier segment that was stolen by Triple J. And we're going to be looking into that. All right. This is called Power of Love by Mahavishnu Orchestra, RML FBI Radio.
Shout out, Triple J.
Yeah, whatever. The Power of Love by Mahavishnu Orchestra on RML FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell with you. Thank you so much for being with us and texting in on 0409 945 945.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
One here saying glorified stupid role modelling for kids yesterday, playing with serious shoulder injury in the name of senseless football obsession. Angry face. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
But Sachin having Patrick. Said all that, Sachin Patrick did play a blinder. And, you know, obviously he's playing for a number of years now. And, you know,
he hung out the hat
in a great way. And he really went out with a bang, didn't he?
Yeah, and pioneered that sidestep.
He pioneered the Sachin sidestep, didn't he?
Sidestep, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful manoeuvre.
Yeah, just like one shoulder can end a career, can't it?
Now, we did mention before the break there that we're going to bring you some secure internet passwords and a redux of a segment that Triple J stole earlier on. But shout out to them. We just need to quickly bring you some sad news. It's our top five dog breeds that will need to be put down by 2019. Unfortunately, these following pooches will be pastries by the end of next year. Mitch, up the top here.
Oh, God, I don't even want to start this list, but the South American Pitbull Terrier. So if you own one of these puppies, they're going to be out of business pretty soon. Unfortunately, the South America, in a bid to outdo North America's claim, on the roughest home dog on the planet, bred the most horrifically muscular canine measured to date. So much like its North American counterpart, this pit bull is renowned for unprovoked attacks and provoked attacks on minors. So unfortunately, due to that, it's going to have to be put down. The North Americans managed to escape, I think, this year, I believe, by 2019. But the South American counterpart, it's gone.
Yeah.
Very sad news. Also here, number four, the Franken dog. Fearing a rebellion in the south, northern Spain asked its various scientists to create a weapon of war now referred to them by what translates to a Franken dog. There are a few of this breed circulating areas of Europe, but if you own one of these dogs, they're going to be toast by the end of 2019, unfortunately. Due to a slew of unprovoked attacks and the genetically directed, highly violent nature of the dog, they are scheduled to be put down before next year is out. So,
just to clarify, these dog breeds that we're mentioning will have a... what's the word? A callback to the...
essentially, yeah. A callback, yeah.
Similar to the...
yeah, I can't remember what it's called. The airbags.
The airbags that have the shrapnel in them. These dogs are a blight on society.
Reclaimed or something.
Reclaimed, yes. I can't remember what the word is.
There's a lot of unprovoked attacks happening with these
recall.
Breeds.
Recall.
Yeah, total recall, pretty much.
Total recall on these puppies.
What's next
up? Next one up, we have what's called the Franken dog. Fearing a rebellion in the south.
Robbie, you drunk?
My mistake. I've got the Jack Russell.
Sorry
here.
For those of you at home. We just pranked Rob big time.
We just put it in twice.
All right, let's move along. Come on, Jack Russell. The small dog packs a bite and will find itself packing it in by the end of the year.
2019, that is end of next year.
The Jack Russell dog is a notorious hunter of small creatures, including protected Australian wildlife. This dog has been known to engage in both unprovoked and provoked attacks on various Australian fauna, to the point that it now must have the plug pulled on its life.
This poor puppy, it's being reclaimed along with the other ones, isn't it?
And we've got up here next, Mitch, one called the King Charles Spaniel. It's saying bye-bye.
Oh, God, they're not... They're not killing them off, are they?
They're all gone. Yeah, they're being recalled.
If you've got a few of these, if you've got a litter of King Charles Spaniels, they're all going to have to be brought back into the store. Fearless, playful, patient, sociable. These are all words that describe the trusty little hound that is the King Charles Spaniel. Unfortunately, though, if you own one of these little fellas, it's eventually going to have to be put down, and probably before the end of 2019 is out. The reason being, these guys are prone to unprovoked attacks on visitors to your home and various strangers in public spaces.
Also got the pug here, the last one. These are in no particular order. It's just a five dog breeds that we have to convey to you that they will have to be put down before 2019's out. It's deemed man's greatest engineering mistake, this dog. The once cute and docile pug has recently seen itself in the middle of several highly provoked attacks. With a short muzzled face, googly eyes, heightened sociability, and curled tail, the pug appears one of the least impressive killing machines. But alas, this year the pug was able to hit a total of 3 confirmed kills in Eastern Europe on children under 4 years of age, firmly placing it into a category of dangerous dogs due to these provoked and unprovoked attacks. Mainly the provoked attacks.
Mm, that's what most people seem to be worried about. Mostly the cage fighting of these dogs, these small little pugs with their googly eyes and their heightened sociability. It's really come into a serious problem where the dog's actually having to be put down.
Sit down! Why do we have them in here as well? We have one of each of the breeds in the studio with us. I thought it was a bad idea, but Rob insisted.
Just coming in and out of the studio, provoked and unprovoked. Now, we've got a word from a sponsor right now.
Yeah, it's Heimlich Chicken.
Heimlich Chicken.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Jehovah?
I'm choking.
What up?
Heimlich Chicken. Heimlich Chicken.
Whoa, okay.
Heimlich Chicken.
Oh my God, is it nice?
It's tasty as hell.
Oh, is that new?
It's brand new. They just opened up a shop down the road.
Oh, is it the Heimlich Chicken? I can't hear you.
It's beautiful. It's Heimlich Chicken. Beautifully tasty. Go try it out.
I can't hear you. What's it called?
Heimlich Chicken.
Somebody help this guy. Get in here. This guy's choking on some chicken.
Is there a doctor in the restaurant?
Is there a doctor in the house? What are we going to do? There's no doctor in here.
I'm a doctor.
Does anyone know any techniques?
Yes, I'm a doctor.
Is there a doctor in here? Oh, that's convenient.
What's he choking on?
Heimlich Chicken.
Oh my God, it's delicious. I love that chicken.
Oh my God, is that the Heimlich Chicken?
If you get it out of his pipes, shoot him straight into mine.
I wouldn't mind a bit of free Heimlich Chicken, if you know what I mean.
Hey, cop up some for everyone else.
You know what they say about Heimlich Chicken? It's Heim finger looking good.
Heimlich Chicken, a family recipe. Chickens have been engineered for generations to come out of the womb already roasted and hard, crackling at the skin, and crisp, roasted, and ready for the bite.
Available across all 35 stores. 2 in Kenya, 5 South Africa, 29 in America.
Opening its doors across the whole nation and across the world, multiple different stores come in and try our finger-licking, Heimlich-licking good chicken.
Used to make a maneuver for the back to stop the choke. Now we make the roast jerkin.
From the maneuver to the food table, eat it up now, it's good.
From the maneuver to the food table, roast Heimlich chicken.
Forget about first aid, that's disgusting. We're into the chicken game now. We want to be making good chicken for you guys.
Take your first date to Heimlich chicken for delicious meal.
That's tasty.
It doesn't go down right.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm choking.
Oh God.
Heimlich chicken.
Milky Way by Weather Report from their eponymous debut.
Isn't that up in the sky?
Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's all right, man.
We've got a text on 0409-945-945. Loving the show. And thanks for texting in. No, just kidding. There was no text.
All right. Before the break there, we heard ad for Heimlich Chicken. It seems to be... No, it is. It's a new chain by the Heimlich family. So the So we mentioned earlier in the show, the Schranken family in Dublin have a new maneuver to save people's lives from choking. It's called the Schranken Pat.
Is this just some family feud? Like, what's the deal?
Well, we're going to get into it a little bit, but yeah, it seems that way. So the Heimlich, so the Schranken Pat, just to give people some clarification, has gone away with the has surpassed the Heimlich maneuver in terms of
as we said the kids are playing it in Fortnite dances and rappers like doing it
so the Heimlich that's maneuver itself has been essentially dethroned superseded by this new technique which is basically a lot less obtrusive when it comes to dislodging that particular item that might that an individual might be choking on. So previously, the Heimlich maneuver had been quite a hefty, it was quite an involved maneuver. This one's just a soft little pat on the back, invented by the Schranken family. But I believe they were. They've always had a feud between the two families, which has sort of so led
now,
to this.
Yeah, so now the Heimlich family have gone and done something to combat that, to try and stay afloat economics-wise.
Financially.
Financially. What's the deal? So they've got some chicken joint.
They've got a new chicken joint. It's called Heimlich Chicken. Now, they could foresee that the Schranken family were ideating on a technique to supersede their own maneuver. So behind the scenes, behind closed doors, the Heimlich family has been breeding a new breed of chicken called, they've named it the Heimlich chicken. It's basically a chicken that when it's born, it's already readily basted and roasted. It's already ready. It's ready roasted.
The mother's womb acts as some sort of enclosing oven-like sort of appliance, but basically inside of the chicken, which leaves the child chicken's skin crispy and cracked.
It's kind of sickening, isn't it?
Oily and fatty on the sides.
This took years and years of scientific testing. They actually called it the, little bit of a funny joke, they called it the Mad Hatter Project. It was in...
It's news to me.
Yeah, they years of testing, and they, when they finally... out in the Arizona desert, they finally worked out the perfect recipe for the birthed cooked chicken.
Because what happens is the chicken fetus is sort of basted in the mother's juices inside the womb to such a point as to roast the outer layer for perfect consumption right out the womb.
It's like a zorb almost, and these little baby chickens just sort of roll around inside the stomach as if a zorb were going down a hill, and they get lathered in all of the mother's juices that are that perfectly have a very low boiling point, these the mother's juices, so to the point that even just the warmth from the mother's stomach is cooking these.
The thing is, the living chicken usually doesn't last long either, so that usually goes on the Heimlich burger as well.
As people enjoy lamb, veal, these sort of what some would consider quite sick meats in the sense that you have to eat them right out the womb, the Heimlich family have decided to jump on that train with a chicken variety, and it's called the Heimlich chicken. Now,
the Mad Hatter,
they have set their sights on the fast food industry with their patented breed of chicken. As we say, it's called the Heimlich chicken. You can check out all the information on their website in regards to how they created
HeimlichChicken.net.
Getting the safety green light for food production. So, what's the story so far? They went from coughing up food to making it somehow. And now, what happened? After escaping the war in Germany, the Heimlich family fled to the US in search of a new future, where Henry Heimlich pioneered the procedure of saving adult and child lives from choking by wrapping his arms around the back of a suffering individual and swiftly and aggressively belching them towards salvation. What started as a simple, playful gesture with his many with his many children turned into a life-saving device that has since been adopted the world over.
Yeah, so this was way back in the 1940s. He's quoted as saying, Henry Heimlich is quoted here saying, "I'm going to break your effing ribs."
There is a recording of that.
We won't play it.
It's early, though. Yeah.
It's a bit distressing.
It's bad audio as well. 1940s weren't a good decade for audio.
No, but you can still very clearly hear him saying that, threatening his children with that fun game regularly.
This is a bit confused, but that turned into the maneuver, which then eventually turned into the chicken empire.
And it was popularized by, as all maneuvers and dances and things, it goes through the machine of mainstream, art and culture. So we saw artists like Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Elvis Presley doing the Heimlich maneuver on stage, and it sort of just gained traction from there. They've since been usurped, as we said at the start of the show, by the Schranken family in Dublin. It's called the Schranken Pat. It's a bit less of an aggressive maneuver. Anyway, we'll be getting...
I don't know which one I like more. I mean, the Schranken Pat's definitely, the one that's now most popular?
It's a great. That's an interesting question. Which one do you prefer? Let's put it out to the audience. Yeah. Let's put it out to the audience.
I mean, the Strunken Pads now, it's definitely the one that is the most popular. But what? I mean, what's wrong with the Heinrich? Break a few ribs. Whatever.
Save your life, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's put it out to the audience. I think that's a really great idea. Which do you prefer? The Schranken Pad or the Heimlich Maneuver?
Let's put the chicken to one side. The chicken out of the picture for the moment.
Text in on 0409 945 945. Which do you prefer? The Heimlich Maneuver or the new Schranken Pad? Let's listen to an ad now. No. No, we'll do that in a bit. Let's go. We'll just do a song, and after the break, we're going to bring you the most secure internet passwords. It's a redux of an earlier segment because there's been
a privacy breach
from Facebook. Blah blah. Anyway, this is Ray Katz by One at Tricks Point Never RML FBI. See you in a moment.
It's a privacy breach. Yeah, someone took our content.
Ray Katz by One at Tricks Point Never from his most recent album. It's called Age of. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. I'm Robbie. With me is Mitchell JC.
Hey, what's up?
And Bernie Bolgi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Keep those texts coming in on 0409-945-945 in regards to the poll that we've started with you. Do you enjoy the Schranken Pad or the Heimlich Maneuver? But let's move swiftly along. It's neck and neck. Let's move swiftly along. A couple of months ago, we brought you the most secure internet passwords. A couple of months back, we provided you on air with the most secure online passwords.
Yeah.
Many have been compromised. A couple of months back, that was.
The most secure.
Yeah, the most secure. That was since sort of co-opted by Triple J on air. We don't care about that. Many of these passwords have been compromised in the 50 million Facebook profiles data leak.
So to reiterate, these are the most secure passwords.
They were.
And
sorry, Mitch,
they were all breached in the great Facebook hack of September. I believe.
Well, the reason we're bringing this up again is we realize that, you know, it's now our duty to bring you new and more secure passwords because I suppose we failed you last time. So these right now are some of the passwords
that were breached
and the people that had them. So up the top here, we had Sachin Patrick, the famed rugby player, who coincidentally somebody texted in, we should say, in regards to him saying all this nostalgic talk about the legendary Sachin Patrick and his amazing career cast my mind back to the great Adelaide Miracle back in 2002. Tears to my eyes. Thanks for all the good times, you bloody champion. That's from Billy Slater in Melbourne.
Wow, that is huge shout out.
Yeah.
Big ups from another great.
Dude. Yeah.
Anyway, Sachin Patrick's password that was breached was Brunch Lunch 54, and that was with a capital L.
Yeah.
You must have read our comprehensive list because I believe we did have that. We did have that on there, but we do recommend three numbers at the end of Brunch Lunch.
Yeah. Next up here, we got the next person that had some passwords breached, Ted Dwyer. This one includes two passwords, which I think he might have used cyclically. EMI prize pack 17 all caps and then weekend lunch host all lowercase 18.
He must have selected that dual password option on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's going right ahead with that. Next up we have
Didn't
10.
Help though, he got hacked.
He got so hacked on both accounts.
Got breached.
Both of them got hacked, yeah. Next up we have Tandem Dury. So sorry buddy, you're going to have to change your password. You've made it into the list and been hacked. Yours was back to front girls. We're going to have to get you to change that.
Capital F, capital G. Frank Truly, if you're listening, your password was acid changed me 12. Capital A, capital C, capital M. Acid changed me 12. That was Frank Truly's password. We're going to be providing you with a more secure password coming up. Bernie,
Go ahead and swap that out, man.
Eric Obama had a password.
Gosh, Eric Obama. Sorry to tell you, buddy, but you've been breached. Poverty for pansies. Is no longer safe. So
number four,
it's definitely not safe.
Yeah, all sorry, right. Four. This is audio medium. Capital P is number four there.
All right. One word. Gargoyle Arak Nide had a password Hamish 7. That's all lowercase. And Rachel Dury also had a password that was breached. Her one she chose was Justice Queef 10. Capital J, capital Q.
That was a good one, but unfortunately it's been breached.
It has been breached.
So maybe update that with a couple new numbers or something. Yarpool Delta, Dirt 22. I don't think that even reaches the character threshold that would even allow that password. So that must have been made.
No wonder it was breached.
Yeah, that would take hackers that.
Yeah,
in a second they'd have that hacked. Yeah. So change it from Dirt 22. Yeah. That's terrible.
There's also here Jeffrey K. Smart, Beck Cartwright, Hard Right. That's all capital BCHR, respectively.
We had a Greyhound fan page official here, name of Qantas Cock. Their password was brothers_wrestle with a 3 for the E.
That's good. That is a good password, I'll be honest with you.
Now, yeah. I'm going to say just quickly here, boys, that these passwords do get good here, but they have all been breached. I repeat, they're good passwords, but they have been breached. I would not recommend using them.
We've got a lot to get through, so let's speed this up.
So we've got Franz Casey, and Franz Casey's password was ellipses, exclamation mark, question mark, triple colon, five quotation marks with a colon towards the end, and then a whole lot of end brackets and an underscore. Franz, you're going to have to change that. Sorry.
Cristal Hoish, worldwide, baby. Web, World Wide Web, baby. All one word, two Y's at the end, three Y's.
Money Born had fuck.jason.statham. Dylan Quench had my innermost desires. with underscores in between each of those. So that's Dylan Quench with my innermost desires with a capital Z at the end there. Vincent Grapefruit had a pretty terrible one, didn't they, Mitch?
Yeah, Sunday Bloody Sunday. So that was going to be cracked. Simple as that. Harry, though, interestingly, had a rotten hamstringer. So that's just Harry. Any Harrys out there with that password, yep, you're going to change it, mate.
Vince had old cheese, all capitals, Yuli Michael, Yuli 26, Bilabog Vinay with grills, frills, Gucci dick in capitals. Going to want to change these ones, guys.
And Wendy Bareback had Ride'em Cowboy 69. Jeffrey Rush had Pirates and capital A, capital N, D. Orlando Bloom had Orlando Blom, so that's just his name without the O. Keira Knightley as well. The whole Pirates cast were hacked. Had Take Me Back Pirates Trilogy as her password. And Johnny Depp, John Knee Deep. And that's got hyphens in between each of those words.
Oh, man, Johnny Mitch, Depp. That's despicable.
Trevin Yuletide here had quite a despicable one.
So following those guys, we also have Trevin Yuletide with Gunt. That was his password. Four characters. I don't know how that made it through. And Molly Meltwell with Avicii Live 2012.
Capital L. Now, we have just outed you, all those, as having the bad ones, and they've been hacked. So here are now... Actually, let's go to a song. We'll come back with the most secure passwords for you, all right?
From our sponsor, maybe?
All right, let's do that. This is a new sponsor. Should we tee it up in any way? I don't know. I guess it might be a little bit disconcerting to
people. Yeah, well, why don't we tee it up?
All right, we'll tee it up. This is a new sponsor that we have. All right, it's a sponsor. It's called...
Gosh, I mean, we're paid to do this, so sorry if it sounds a bit frantic, guys.
This is the title they've sent us through. Obviously, we have to take money where we can get it. They've sent us through. They said, this app will have you speaking Swahili in 3 weeks. It's called Swahilian 3. So
okay.
They've written here, other That's titles impossible. The developer team flirted with included Fortnite Swahili, Trey Swahili, Swathrili, Overnight Africa, Subcontinental Slam, Africa, it's a free download app, Swashbuckling in Tanzania, Chat Roulette Swahili Edition. Now, they've said here, it's Elon Musk's new venture after leaving Tesla. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can count the weeks on one hand that it takes you to learn the language. Apparently, he lost a bet at a pub.
He lost something.
Yeah, a couple of quotes there from Elon. I don't know if they're essential.
Let's just play it. Here it is. This is Swahilian 3, a new sponsor that we have.
Cool.
All right, cool. That's pretty
French.
Good.
French, the language of love. Italian. The language of food and lust. German, the language of war.
Enemy nuke incoming! It's over!
Japanese, the language of anguish and pain. Swahili, the language of the people.
What's up, man?
Well, I enrolled in this Swahili course at my university for some easy credits, but I don't think I'm going to pass.
Aw, man, when is the exam?
Let me see. It's just, it's in 3 weeks' time.
Don't worry. I've got just the app for you.
Swahili in 3 is the brand new application designed by Elon Musk from Tesla to improve your Swahili language abilities in just 3 short weeks. Listen to our 5-hour podcast on repeat, on the bus, on the train,
in transit,
Go from zero to hero and learn the language of the people. Mother Africa is waiting. Go ahead and learn Swahili in just a short 3 weeks. The motherland is calling, and they need to understand what you say. Learn Swahili in just 3 short weeks with Swahili in 3.
Swahili in 3. Forget old textbooks and boring language translation dictionaries. Swahili in 3 will have you fluent in the mother language in no time.
Kenya is waiting.
Swahili in 3 will have you dancing in the streets to the beat of your own drum.
The Kenyan drum.
Learn Swahili in but a short 3-week period. Thanks to
Swahili in 3.
Swahili in 3, get an edge over the competition. Did you know that 55% of all Swahili is actually incorrect? Even native speakers are getting it wrong. Get the Swahili app today, and within 3 weeks, you'll be speaking Swahili the way nature intended it.
Fable Interlude by Danny Elfman, RML on FBI.
Somebody wake up Green Day.
Mitch, Bernie, and myself, Robbie, with you. Before the break there, we were telling you about the most secure internet passwords, Redux. It was our commitment to outing those that had been done in the 50 million data leak from Facebook.
Mm. Thanks a lot, Facebook.
Some really big names in there, like... Dylan Quench, Keira Knightley, Jeffrey Rush,
Vince,
Trevor Yieldtide,
Johnny Depp,
anyway,
Moneyborn.
Get a pen and paper handy. We'll wait. All right. Now, get ready to write these down because these are the most secure passwords.
Oh, this is exciting. This is never before aired most secure passwords updated because the last ones were compromised in numerous ways, be that by this hack or by co-opting by various other national broadcasters.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bernie. Up the top, Mitch, let's get right into it.
So the first one is Grantley. 7 letters, capital G, Grantley. That one's easy.
Simple, effective.
Simple and effective.
Sometimes you don't need numbers.
Yep. And, you know, the scientists have looked at it, and the password security guys have looked at it, and they've said that this kind of, a password like this would take years to hack at the least.
Minimum,
many years to hack Grantley.
Mm. Poor man, strong man, weak man, doggo. All capitals for the start of the letters. Start of the letters.
And that's unsuspecting because a lot of people sort of know nowadays a lot of the tricks and techniques, but they don't realize that
something simple as that.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We've got a lot here to get through. One here. Again, these are very secure, so do write these down. Satan's Underlings 123, capital S, capital U. Scrooge McDooge 65. Fill my lung. Goes without saying. That's MCDOOGE 65.
Capitalized.
Fill my lungs with Kool-Aid, and that's an uncapitalized F. The rest of the words are capitalized at the start.
So capital M, L, W, and K, and they're saying that's going to last up to 10 years.
You're not really meant to think about what the passwords mean, because the passwords are not meant to mean anything. Mm. They're just words, right?
Cryptic.
But that one really has me thinking, like, gosh, who made that? Anyway, Bury Me in Sand is another one here. Capitals at the start of the words again. Someone please date me. Again, capitals at the start of the words.
Yeah, it's odd that these seem to work. They just work. They stay. They'll keep for a good 10 to 12 years, a lot of these passwords.
Don't think about them too much.
Don't think about them too much. Just use them as your password because they're going to be secure. My mother was a sailor. We have How I Met Your Mother, Season 4. So those are all capitalized on the first letters. Farmer Wants a Wife, another one where it's all capitalized on the first letters. So FWAW. And you can remember those. Just make a little song for yourself. Write it on your knuckles. Whatever you need to do to remember those passwords.
Interesting you mentioned that, Mitch, because the next one up here is Knock Me Out Right Now, Please. That's every word is capitalized. Again, I just want to stress, you don't need numbers for these. I mean, mix it up in terms of what words you're capitalizing, but it just goes to show, I mean, these These are guaranteed safe for 10 years. So
if a platform asks you, prompts you to use numbers and capital letters, forget about it. Don't use that platform. You don't need that in your life.
Yeah. So, I mean, for instance, let's just show you how much... Look at this. The next one here is three letters. WWE.
Like the wrestling, right? But you're not meant to think about it in the context. It's just the letters.
It's just those that combination of letters is quite hard to crack. I think a lot of the time they'll start at 6+ and they'll often miss that. We've got Merlon, which is, I believe, the password into Moria from the Lord of the Rings series.
Right. Then we've got epic.
Yeah, that's pretty epic, that but apparently that one's a strong one. Took Gandalf a while, hours to hack. Booty Hunter, capital B, capital H. And it's more on time, so IMT, all capitalized, and but no apostrophe, apparently. That throws them off, I guess.
These are the most secure passwords. Next up here, we have Quincy Jones Cream Pie 76. All words are capitalized there. And next up, registered offender. That's just the correct spelling.
Yep.
Next up here, we have... what do we have?
We've got Tiny Pepper Mummy Time 12. Again, capital for the first of the words.
They're all writing these down.
If you're writing these down, just quick with the pen here. Weeping Weasel 12, Gorgonite Nightly.
Yep.
Letters there, no numbers.
quickly, last two here, Mitch.
Oh, F me, I'm done. So that's, but the actual word, I can't say it on here, but you know what it is. Acorn, corn on the cob. That's no spaces, all caps. No spaces, all caps, just all one
no
word.
No spaces, all spaces, no caps, I think it says.
Oh, okay. All spaces, no caps.
All right, there you go. So I hope you wrote those down. You can check out our show on iTunes, podcasted back, if you do want to look at those one more time.
Yep, and let us know what works for you as well.
Yeah.
Text in your best passwords.
Or just message us on Facebook or whatever.
Robbie's with the show in general, what works for you?
Yeah.
If you don't want to see something again, let us know. We'll get rid of it.
Robbie's Modern Life is the Facebook page that you can go ahead and give a like, get involved. And also, I want to say thank you for getting involved on the text line here and making us helping us to come to a conclusion as to what you prefer. Was it the Heimlich maneuver or the Sachin? No, the what's it called? Shrank and Pat. Sorry,
yeah. Jury's out.
Jury's out. As the Shrank and Pat.
Okay, jury's back in.
The jury's out on this one. You're going to have to help us out on the Facebook page. We're going to put a poll up there to assist us to come to some sort
of
conclusion.
The jury's back in now. Here they are. No, just kidding.
All right. Here we go. One here. Text saying, thanks for the passwords, guys. Just added them to my Cracker database. I'll get those accounts in no time.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Hacked anytime soon.
Thanks so much, Betty Boggy.
See you later, guys.
Thanks so much, Mitchell JC.
See you guys.
I've been Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to RML and FBI. See you next week, midday till one. Stick around for the playlist. See you in a week. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week.
Algorithms.
Bye.
Nick Drake, Horn. Awesome.